Shamati, article number 119, that study that he learned in secret. It is written that study that he learned in secret beat its scrutiny in him and said sets in every mother, there's a sets existing in 248 organs. We'll see. All right. So secret means katnut, smallness, from the word chashmal. Chash means kelim of panim, above the chazeh, and mal are called kelim de'achor, which are kelim below the chazeh, that bring gadlut. The above study, meaning that above student thought that if he was awarded the discernment of chash, which is a desire to bestow, and all his intentions are only to bestow, then he is already been awarded the entire completeness. But since the purpose of the creation of the worlds was to delight his creatures, meaning to receive all the sublime pleasures that one will obtain the entire koma, the entire level, even below the chazeh, meaning all 248 desires to be corrected, except the stony heart that cannot be corrected before Gmar Tikkun. There are 320 desires. So these 320 desires are divided into the stony heart and the 288. And we can divide it into 613, which are 248 and 365. Hence, she told him her scrutiny, the verse, set in all, meaning in all 248, meaning that he will extend below the below Chazeh as well, meaning that he should extend Gadlut as well. This is Mal, this step, meaning speech, from the words murmuring, which is disclosure, that he will find the entire Koma. But in order for them to not blemish, they must first of all receive the Katnut, which is called Chash, which is in Chashai, in secret, when it is still not disclosed. And then when he can receive Gadlut instead of Katnut, meaning he can settle in Katnut. It's not that he doesn't have the ability for more, but he settles for it. We have to understand that Katnut has several phases to it. The first is when one reaches Katnut, and then one settles for Katnut when only the Kelim of Katnut appear. There was an Uba, an embryo, and then one is born, receives Masachta of Yuchos, Masachta of Yutalef, and thus one grows. And then, afterwards, one is given Kelim de Katnut, Galgal Ta'enayim, Avyut Aleph, and the beginning of the Avyut Bet 2. But then, when one has the possibility to work with the corrupted Kelim, Gimel and Dalet, one must make Masachim on them. One must ascend to the level of Gar de Binah. Even when one has possibility to work with the Kelim de Kabbalah, one does not work with them and prefers to improve Bina on top of Kelim de Gadlut, meaning settles for being small. And then when one comes to it, after that he is certain that if he uses the vessels of reception, he uses them in order to bestow. Meaning, first of all, one has to acquire Kelim de Bina on the Achat, not just one's own degree. One discovers Avyut Shoresh, he acquires Kelim de Bina. Avyut Aleph appears, he acquires Avyut de Bina. Kelim de Avyut Bet appears. he acquires the kilindubina, meaning the intention to bestow. Now he discovers a kli that would give mandala in that direction too? No. First, he has to, on these kalim, gimel and dal, he has to restrict them. He must first prefer, instead of using them, yes, that this avyut will appear, that an avyut when he can receive appears. Before that, he didn't know about receiving an avyut shorosh and aleph and bet, there's no reception yet. Now that kalim gimel and dal appear, the possibility to receive, he rejects that possibility and says, I want to stay in the attribute of bina, in complete bestowal. And then, because one rejects that opportunity to receive, it is called improving bina. Where from bina, he raises himself to Gaudiya bina, to the completeness of bestowal. Afterwards, he begins to work with these vessels of reception in order to use them, in order to bestow. Meaning, the Avyud Gimel and Dalet, the Kelim de Kabbalah, he brings them under the power of Bina. And then, the Achab de Bina, yes, the Rosh is born, is how to receive, how to use the vessels of reception, which is called the Achab de Bina. When one uses this Achab, and then one uses his Achab in order to manage his vessels of reception, which is called outreach, speech. The murmuring animals, Chayot mean, or the Chaya, or Chokhma, murmuring. This is vessels of reception. This is the mal, meaning speech, when he should discover the entire kuma. But in order for them to not blemish, they must first receive the katnut, meaning called chash, which is in secret, when it is still not apparent. And then he should also scrutinize the mal, which is the gadlut. And then the entire kuma is revealed. Which is set and kept. Meaning, since it is already in the form of keeping katnut, one can extend the gadlut and is not afraid that he will harm the gadlut that he will start receiving in order to receive, because on these kalim of gadlut, he is already risen above them with the force of bina that he had acquired.